Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. The Shasta County Sheriff's Office issued a press release regarding the ongoing search for 45-year-old Shane Miller, who is a suspect in a triple homicide in Shingletown. Miller is suspected of killing his wife, 34-year-old Sandy Miller, and their two daughters, 8-year-old Shelby and 4-year-old Shasta. The search for Miller has gone nationwide, although law enforcement are focusing on the Northern California area. Miller has ties to Humboldt County, and his vehicle was seen near the Mattole River on Wednesday. Sheriff's deputies, CHP officers, and police from Rio Del and Fortuna responded to the area. While on scene, a second call came in that said Miller was in the truck driving toward Honeydew. By the time officers reached the area, Miller had fled, but the truck had been abandoned. Schools in Mattole are closed today while the manhunt continues. Miller is considered armed and dangerous and probably has access to a large cache of weapons. Miller is an adult white male, 5'10", 200 pounds, with red hair and blue eyes. Anyone who sees Miller is asked to contact authorities. The Arcata Police Department, in response to a series of car burglaries, conducted a bait car sting operation today throughout targeted neighborhoods in the city. Bait vehicles were parked in neighborhoods that have seen recent vehicle burglaries, with the thieves targeting loose items in those vehicles, like backpacks, phones, and laptops. Officers are staged in the immediate area, and when or if a subject is seen entering the vehicle, they are arrested on burglary charges. We'll have updates on the operation when they become available. California voters rejected an increase in the taxes on cigarettes sold in the state at the ballot box last November, but state lawmakers have taken the issue on themselves, and a new tax on cigarettes has passed through the Senate Finance Committee. SB 768 would raise the price for a pack of cigarettes, and the money would be used for schools and roads. Opponents argue that the measure violates the state's requirement that any tax increase must get a two-thirds supermajority in the legislature before becoming law, and that the increased tax on smokes will do nothing to address the state's deficit. Deputies are still searching for 14-year-old Kieran Maciel of Eureka after she was reported missing by her grandmother last Saturday. Maciel was last seen walking on foot towards downtown Eureka. The grandmother informed deputies that Maciel has medical issues and that she is very concerned for her well-being. Maciel is a white female, 5'3", 140 pounds, with blue eyes and strawberry blonde-colored hair. She was last seen wearing a dark-colored sweatshirt and dark-colored pants. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. On Friday, the city of Arcata will be shutting down 8th Street between F and H Streets at the Arcata Plaza from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. City crews will be road striping and painting parking stalls. The city asks that you anticipate delays and plan travel accordingly. For more information, please contact the Arcata Public Works Department. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The County of Humboldt and Humboldt Coalition for Property Rights, HUMCPR, have reached an agreement in the lawsuit filed by the organization against the county regarding documents related to the general plan update. The records HUMCPR requested were related to the amount of money the county has spent on lawsuits related to the general plan update. The group asked for records from 2002 through 2012, but claimed the county failed to comply with the State Public Records Act by heavily redacting the documents. HUMCPR President Sally McDonald said in a statement, "By correcting the limited number of documents HUMCPR has established, that county council now knows what is legally required, and HUMCPR has set a precedent for the future." The Eureka Police Department Traffic Section is looking for witnesses to the fatality traffic collision that occurred last Wednesday at the intersection of Booner and S Streets in Eureka. Investigators have not located any witnesses to the actual collision. Anyone who may have seen the collision or may have traveled through the intersection in the moments prior are encouraged to call the traffic section at 441-4109. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.